These dogs are going to be the death of me. Mm. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Well, now, I guess when we get intros, we can actually say it's just Ricky and Julian now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Thank you for downloading episode 243. I hope you love my lovely voice.
You
it's
actually
so pretty.
You actually made it through this time without saying episoding.
I know. I got my shock treatment.
Yay.
Oh, yes. I have the swine flus, probably.
Nah.
No, I have a cold. Which started as an itchy throat, itchy ears, because I slept with the window open at Drew's house.
And then he was living in the same house with me when I had a cold.
Yeah. And I tried to keep away from Julian, because when he's sick, he's a little bitchy. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, we didn't even talk a lot while you were sick, because you were like all up in the bed.
That's because I'm bitchy. Oh.
So then, a week later, someone's starting to feel great, and I'm like, oh, I'm feeling a little itchy. He's like, you got it.
Mm-hmm. And lo and behold.
I have it. And something I just realized now, that if you're going to use toilet paper to blow your nose.
Wipe the crumbs off afterwards?
No. It should probably be something, I mean, because it feels good on your ass. Well, not, I don't know if it feels good, but it doesn't hurt your ass. But this toilet paper that I bought, Charmin, fucking hurts your nose. It's like two ply paper towel at work.
Why I didn't get back a roll from you, because you bought ultra strong and I buy ultra soft.
Drew got that, not me.
Well, regardless of who got it, it's too sandpapery for my ass, so.
But today I have been sneezing and blowing my nose all day long, so I hope I don't blow you guys out tonight.
As opposed to
literally or figuratively.
How he blows Drew out every night.
Right, he wishes. let's see, how's everybody's week going? Mine's okay.
It was pretty good up until this morning.
Yeah. Do you want to share that information?
Yeah, I will share that, because a lot of listeners already know through Twitter and whatnot.
We're going to start out with a downer cast, and then we're going to end it with a happy cast.
There you go. yesterday was Chris's birthday, so I spent the night over at his house last
happy
night.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
That's
I didn't sing, because I didn't want to torture him.
You should have sang while he was fucking you. Happy birthday, puppy. That sounds so cute with my voice, doesn't it? Puppy.
Yeah, no, I want to go gouge my eardrums out with rusty paper clips. So anyway, this morning, we get up, and he takes care of his mother, who's had a couple strokes, and, you know, she's okay mentally, but has a hard time getting around, so she lives with him, and he takes care of hers. Anyway, she had 4 seizures this morning, so he spent all day with her in the hospital, and she's now in intensive care, and they're running tests, so we'll see how that goes and hope for the best.
That is, I could not handle that.
No,
stress.
And that's the first time I had, you know, ever seen that happen, and by the time it was over, I had a splitting headache, and, you know.
Right, I couldn't. I don't know. That's a lot of work. And I guess him being self-employed, that probably helps a lot that he's able to be there.
Yeah, because, I mean, as soon as it happened, he called his client that he had today, and he was like, you know, I can't make it. I got issues. But, yeah, I couldn't be a caretaker. I'm not cut out for that.
Right. Yeah, see, I was thinking about going into nursing, and then I was like, I don't like to see people throw up. I don't like to look at other people's blood, and I can't stand whiny kids.
Or what if they poop and you have
to
clean it up?
And, you know, I'm already a whiny person when I'm sick.
Honey, you're a whiny person when you're not sick.
So I couldn't imagine taking care of someone else
no,
like that.
Absolutely not.
That's not my Pisces nature.
It's not in the Virgo nature either.
So, yeah, Chris has got that going on. So give him some well wishes and his mom.
Yes, and we're hoping for the best. And I think she should pull through and be fine. But
that's good.
You never know, unfortunately. Right. This is our first show since I have been taking my new crazy pill.
Oh, yeah. Cymbalta.
Cymbalta.
Brought to you by Cymbalta and Folgers Coffee that we are drinking right now.
Yeah.
Because we're two old faggots on a Wednesday night podcasting in the middle of our living room.
Yeah, my old antidepressant wasn't cutting it, so I went to the doctor.
Yeah, and I noticed, like, that, like about a week or two there, I was like, someone's a little testy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the first night I was on it, Ricky and Drew got home, and I'm like, wow, I'm on my new meds, and I feel so much better. And Ricky's like, yeah, I can tell you're in a good mood. I'm like, why? He's like, because you actually smiled at me when I come in the door.
That is true.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, I don't want to be sick.
I'm sorry, honey.
Sickies. Me.
I can shoot.
Oh, my God. I have to send the thank you card to Veritable Virgo for the post office box.
You still haven't
done
it?
I still have not sent it.
Okay, anybody that yet contributes to our show, don't ever expect a thank you. If you
I'm going to have to start like if you letting win a you handle that
if
shit.
You win, yeah, if you win a contest, don't expect to get your prize.
Right.
Because
they're fake prizes.
Yeah, it's not.
You know what your prize is? A free fucking show. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. By the way, I wanted to say a big congratulations to Big Fatty.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he is a finalist on the podcast awards. He's actually in the top, I think there's 10 shows there.
I don't think there was that many, actually.
Maybe. I don't know how many there are. It only matters because he's on there.
Of course.
There's another show on there that I like, too, which is the PNS Explosion. So I'm going to give them equal treatment.
I haven't.
But I kind of like Big Fatty.
I haven't listened to them, but I have listened to Big Fatty.
So we want to tell all of our listeners to go vote for Big Fatty. It starts on Friday. I think it's a 2-week voting process. You can go every day.
Mm-hmm.
Vote on your iPhone, your computer, your work computer, wherever you can get an IP address, go to the library, vote.
Right.
And get him to win. We want somebody in our ring of people to win.
Yeah, because, you know, he needs to promote us and elevate
right.
us.
Right. Yeah, and today on, well, let's just listen to what he said today. This is what was on Big Fatty's show. Was it today? Yeah, this is today's show. Excuse me. Excuse me. Buster.
Close your legs, honey.
All right, let's see here. No, that's not it. No, that's not it.
Big Fatty online. Visit under
many assumed names. Nine. Because he's shit pot stirrer.
Oh, okay. All right, let me set this up. So, you know, Auntie Vera called with quotation marks to our show because we didn't say we listened to her show,
right?
Which was really Big Fatty,
of course.
So, if you guys don't listen to Big Fatty's show, this is what he played on his show. And see if you can tell a difference between what you heard last week and what he plays here.
I didn't hear my name, and I didn't know if this was an oversight or if you just hated my fucking guts. So, if you could please send me a little note to Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Thank you so much for your time. And I don't listen to the foul monkeys either. Oh, how about I turn this thing off? Scooch, Byron.
WTF.
That was Vera.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But, Vera, I do listen to your show. I'm sorry I didn't announce it, but I do listen to it. And, Vera, why are you trying to start trouble?
Uh-huh.
You shit pot stirrer.
Because he's
Vera. Right. And he can. Because he's one of the elders. That's what he's called. He's called an elder of the podcasting world.
As opposed to old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Big Fatty spliced my voice on top of my voice.
Yeah, he rearranged what you said a
little bit. Vera, that is not true. And I know you heard the truth because you left a comment for us on our website. Thank you very much. I'm glad you listened.
Mm-hmm.
But towards the end of the show, Big Fatty had a little bit more to say. Let's see if I can get it here.
And,
wow.
I don't know why it sounds like that. I guess because he has bad audio.
Oh, but I gotta get the coupon in because, oh, Big Fatty, we cannot have a Monday podcast without the coupon. Oatmeal cookie.
Wait.
Recipe.
Oh.
And y'all, I know.
Hold on. It's on this one.
And hear what I said, you know.
I called Big Fatty.
Uh-huh.
This Big is off of his show.
This is Ricky from SalmaHughes.com. How very dare you splice my voice to say something I did not say? How dare you? Well, Aunt Vera already knows I didn't say the things that you said that I said. And anyone could go to my show and listen and hear what I said, you know. StopMonkeys.com. So, anyway, yeah, slice that, biatch. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, I knew it was going to happen. It's y'all. It is strictly a situation of it. You know. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I knew it was going to happen. I'm going to start getting sued because it's all because of this podcast awards thing, y'all. I'll probably start getting sued. Everybody is going to call up to so that they can, you know, promote their show on the BFO. Because, y'all, it's one of the top 10. One of the top 10 out there. And, y'all, it was only a matter. It's only a matter of time before it happened. And, anyway, so let's just say Big Fatty is not the slightest bit surprised. And what can I say? But I'm a little surprised that it was Big Ricky. And by the way, Big Fatty is totally out of voice letters now, y'all. And all of this is really just
an abomination before God.
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
You can leave a comment.
Yes. We're promoting our show by him playing clips of our show on his show.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's leading to me suing him.
Yeah. Yeah. We're the ones piggybacking on his show.
Right.
Yet he's the one playing clips of our show.
Right. We love Big Fatty.
We love Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, there's a special place in heaven.
I don't quite follow Big Fatty's logic, but love him anyway.
There's a special place for Big Fatty.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's heaven,
but it's
probably a big barbecue pit somewhere.
It's a big place.
Yeah, a big place. Mm. Real big. So anyway, yes, congratulations, Big Fatty. Go vote for him, everybody.
Yes.
Let's see how long we... All right, 12:46. So we are trying to revamp our website.
Mm-hmm.
Veritable Virgo and Steve in the UK.
Okay.
Is working on that. I don't know if they're going back and forth or if they're sending me ideas. Veritable Virgo sent me a really good one today.
Yeah.
But that man was hot.
Yeah. I'm trying to throw some things in there that I think we need to work on as well.
Yes.
You know, to make it a little more user-friendly and to make it a little more accessible to people that are not strictly using iTunes.
See, I don't know how it feels to have someone that is actually interested in wanting to do something.
Oh, you mean like me?
Yeah. No, not
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay.
Buster. Dumbass. I'm the one on the cold medication, okay?
Being that I'm a Virgo, I'm a perfectionist, so when I get involved in something, I grab it by the balls.
So to speak.
And run with it, so to say.
Also, Julian and I want to try to get more local listeners, so we're wanting to know if one of the listeners, maybe La Lauren, somebody that would like to do some freelance work to actually do a Foul Monkeys,
Flyer. Or something that can be ran in a magazine. Or
right.
Like an ad or something like that.
Because we're going to try to do, like, local gay rag things.
Yeah, or gay establishments.
Right. And we want to do our local bars and maybe where Orlando is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You betcha.
Try to get up there in Alaska.
We can send some.
We have two Alaska listeners.
We could send some to our Alaska listeners and hang some outside Sarah Palin's house.
We can send them in our Nissan Rogue.
You betcha.
So if you could work something up for us and send us an example, or if you want to email us and get ideas, then do that, because we want to do something.
I would do it, but I have like zero Photoshop.
Right, skills. And I have that stuff, but I need a teacher.
I have Photoshop. I'm like, I don't know how to use it. It's right. way, way complicated. At least it is to me.
Let's see, what else was there? Oh, I was discussing with Julian. We're thinking, you know, because I usually do Christmas cards. If somebody sends us a Christmas card. And I know it's early, people, but you know what? Christmas shit's already out.
Yeah, so, and we got to think
and
ahead.
We got to plan, because
we need to think
we
ahead.
We got
to
know
show.
How many damn stamps we're going to need and how many pictures we're going to have to print off.
Don't you have like a meter at work? You can just steal that shit.
I wish. All of our stuff gets sent to a mailroom, so we can't do that.
Fuck.
I know. It sucks. But we're thinking about that. So, you know, keep us in mind when you send your Christmas cards, and try to send them early enough so that we can actually get them out to you.
Yeah, we can send one.
And I promise
that
I promise
Julian will be the one to send it. That way right. they'll actually be there before next Christmas.
But we're going to keep a surprise what our card's going to be.
Yes.
So, let's see. That's some news off of there. I guess that's all we have to talk about for the show and all that stuff. We have some phone calls.
Yes.
Let's go. Let's...
Call our hotline. We want to hear from you. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you.
You know what? Before you go into the phone calls, I just thought of something.
What?
You remember you and Nicole's mailbox song?
Yeah.
That never got.
I know.
Went to fruition because Nicole, you know, retired. And I don't think you two ever actually sang it on the.
No, but maybe I could use it for the P.O. Box song, though. Because she wanted to use it for, like, a game, but I don't like that game, so.
Okay.
Do I need to sing it, though?
Well, I mean.
We'll record it and play it.
Okay. Yeah, because you are a little.
I'm a little.
Beat your voice tonight, so.
All right, first phone call.
Foul Monkeys. Hello, Ricky and Julian. It's
Lou.
I'm just calling to say thanks so much for the love. I've heard you mention me on the last few episodes, and I have been really lame and not called you back. So, hi. I miss you guys. And this is quite a bombshell hearing about Nicole. I'm so sorry to hear that. I don't know if you're talking about why, but maybe we'll have to talk off of the air about that. I'd also love to help you with your audio stuff if I can. I should stop by during a recording if I have to, even, with lots of liquor. That'd be great. And so now I believe I have two projects to do, because now we have to come up with a new intro, as well as that phone call song has got to go. I'm sick of it, so we'll have to figure it out. Okay, well, now that it's a sausage party, I miss you guys, and, well, I'll have to stop by and see what's going on. All right, bye.
Oh, we miss you too, Lou. Who was supposed to be here tonight?
Yeah, but I'm sick, and I don't.
Yeah,
you know.
And plus, instead of liquor, we're drinking coffee.
And we were, yeah, because we're old people.
We're old fucks.
We're old fucks that sit and talk about people in our living room. my coffee's quite good, though.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because only old people can drink coffee right before they go to bed, and they'll be fine.
Well, that's because we take pills to make us sleep.
That's true.
And then pills to make us wake up, and pills to make us happy.
Right. Well, I don't take any pills to make me happy.
Well,
yeah,
I
used
do.
To. All right, let's see here. Next call.
Good afternoon, boys. Based on comments heard on the last Foul Monkeys podcast, I would like to take this opportunity to offer this comment to Julie. Fuck you. That is all.
Now let's see, was this about the natural color tacos?
I don't know. Or the
dirt eating.
Or the Haitians build their houses out of dirt
right.
and hurricanes level it. Which I might add, Ida just leveled El Salvador, so apparently they make their houses out of dirt, too.
Oh, poor people.
But they're Latino, so, Joe, you don't have a leg to stand on there.
Oh. Let's see, we had an email. This is from Andrea, or Andrea.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, the one you...
Did I forward it to you?
Yeah, yes, you did.
She goes, oh, my God, laughing my ass off. Ricky and Julian, I totally love those podcasts. Anyway, just wanted to say hello, and I'll have to find the time to get my ass in gear and write and stalk you more. Hope you guys are doing well, and talk to you later. Thanks for keeping the stories coming, Andrea.
Loves it.
Loves it. And who was talking to you on Twitter? Who was that yesterday? Talking about how they liked you better than me. Kitty. No. Who was it?
I don't remember. Maybe.
God, she's going to hate us now.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not even that important. You can't remember?
After the day I've had, I can...
How dare you?
I can barely remember.
Shut up!
I can barely remember my name, so I'm doing good to function right now.
Look in your direct or your app.
Yeah, messages. It was For Kitty Mama.
For Kitty, okay. Yeah. Thought so, something like that.
Yeah, because she said that I was funnier than Ricky.
Yeah, and I was like, instantly fired.
About me.
You're right.
And she's like, well, if you fire Julian, then I'll have to...
not listen.
Unsubscribe to Foul Monkeys. Ricky's like, okay, he's hired back again.
I should have waited until she actually unsubscribed and say, okay, he's back, so we can get one more person in iTunes to be a listener.
Oh, well.
Which we don't have any new reviews. Thanks.
They don't love us.
Hopefully they'll
make
it up in Christmas presents this year.
Oh, do you actually get Christmas presents?
Yeah, they send us Christmas presents.
Aw, that's
sweet. Joe sent us a really cool one last year. Just think, Joe, you only have to spend money on two... Oh, wait, he only spent two people.
Well,
last time.
I'm sure I'll get DVDs of black...
I bet you get a black dildo.
Black bald 18. Or little white boy and
little white boy
17 and... brothers. Something along those lines, anyway.
Their master is going to get the ass kicked.
Yeah.
Reverse master. Starring Amistad. <Mm-mm>. All right, here we go.
Hi, Ricky and Julian. This is Joe in Dallas. I just finished the last episode. And to Julian, on behalf of the rest of the black community... Fuck you two times. Dry. And please, stop trying to throw my sweet Chris, hi baby, under the bus with your racism. If you're going to be a hater on your own. Stop throwing Chris under the bus.
Okay.
Well, if you knew Chris as well as we know him...
Then you'd know Chris is 1,000 times more racist than I could ever imagine being. He screamed and yelled the other night, pulling out of McDonald's.
Again? Was the debit machine down?
No, he didn't scream at the people working there. Mm. There was this SUV in front of us that wasn't going fast enough, so...
Oh.
He yelled and cussed them for...
Let me tell you what I did
last night. Let's just say they were of Hispanic descent, uh-huh. And they were...
listening to...
Yeah. I couldn't even finish that sentence without going into racism, so... Oh.
Let me tell you what I did last night. When I went to go pick up Drew, we're on our way back, and I was listening to my radio in my car, which is not, like, the greatest piece thing ever. You know, it's a simple radio.
That's in a purple Volkswagen.
Yeah, and I don't need anything. It's blue. It's midnight blue, bitch. And when the sun hits it, it makes it a little purple, okay?
Oh.
So I'm like, listen, and I'm trying to listen to Drew talk. I'm listening to the radio, and this huge truck pulls up beside me with some country redneck disco bullshit. I don't know what it was. And I'm like, oh, God, hurry up, red light, go. Because it was, like, totally, like, everything was getting on my nerves. And I just went out, looked out the window. I was like, oh, my fucking God. And rolled out the window. And then I was like, I'm old.
It's too loud.
I screamed it. I was like, I mean, I screamed it.
I guess I'm old, too. Because I don't know what makes people think that everybody within a half-mile radius wants to hear your music.
Right. And that was some shitty music.
Nobody wants to hear what the fuck you're listening to.
Right. No, we don't. I'm probably afraid nobody wants to listen to us. All right, let's see here.
That's okay. As long as we record, we'll always have listeners.
Oh, that is true. Mm-hmm. At least one.
Yeah, right. They love us.
Inside joke.
Yeah.
All right, last phone call.
Hey, guys, it's Franco.
This just in, breaking news into
Franco
the Foul Monkeys newsroom.
Is drunk, right?
Franco calls Foul Monkey.
Yeah, right.
He's probably drunk. No, he sounded normal because he wasn't like, hey.
It's Franco.
The last live show, I was listening, but I'm going to be honest. I left for a little bit. And you guys were talking about that Mexican, you went to a Mexican buffet and they had like oxtail and stuff like that. Well, when I'm a vegetarian, but when I was younger, I wasn't. And it's a very Latin food, oxtail. They usually will simmer in vegetables or broth. And I guess when I was younger, it was good. I'm going to eat it now, but like, it's a very Latin thing to do. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
No, ma'am.
No.
Maybe
if they called it something else.
Right.
Might be one.
I wouldn't know. Just the way it looked, I was like, it looked like a cow had already chewed it
and
put it back in the like seven stomach.
Chocolate, but if they named it like vagina leavings, I would never touch it again. The name matters a lot, really.
And believe me, I love Latin, I love Latinos, and I love me some Latin food, but I am not eating a fucking oxtail, a pig ear, a pig hoof. I'm not eating that shit.
My dad used to say that his mother would go to the butcher and get, like, cow tongues and make him cow tongue sandwiches, which he would throw away and not eat.
My grandma used to cook scrambled eggs with pig brains,
Ew. And
you could not tell the difference. So every time I went over her house and she tried to do that, I was like,
I'll take
a boiled egg out of the silver pan.
Ew.
Because she was always frying it in the cast iron skillet. And you know they don't wash those.
Country people, of course.
You don't wash them because they're seasoned. You got to keep them seasoned.
Which means dirty.
Right. Greasy. And black.
We can just pour that grease back in this container and use it for next time.
Ooh,
no.
This is last year's bacon grease.
It's good now.
No.
That's why
I don't want that shit.
That's why you have high blood pressure.
Right.
And your arteries are plugged 98%.
Oh, and that's why I can't take a real cold medicine. Which I have two things. This is going to go over a little bit 30 minutes. Or over a little bit by a third or a couple
it's
minutes.
Ricky's bone to pick segment.
Oh, I have two things.
Mm.
The first one, on Twitter the other day, I said, if you have the money to make the choice of life,
mm-hmm.
glad for you. But mm-hmm. if you don't make others pay for your stupid mistake.
Right.
Oh, my God. You hate babies! You hate the human race! You're a reptilian!
Which is all true, by the way.
Right. And I was like, listen, I'd rather pay one down payment, one copay of $70
mm-hmm.
and get rid of the problem than pay for 18 fucking years of problems mm-hmm. and problems and problems. And then somebody was like, aw. And then somebody said, there are people out there, couples that are loving, couples that are willing to adopt. Really? Because that's why you see some filthy kids all around all the time
mm-hmm.
on the road. Because they don't have anywhere to live. They're living mm-hmm. on the side of the street begging you for money. No. Fuckers.
Right.
Get rid of the problem when it's a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, yeah, if it's against your religion, do it and then say you're sorry. Because apparently that's how it works.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, whatever. The second thing. God damn it. Can I please get some cough medicine without having to go to the back of the line and wait for cough medicine or whatever I need
because
behind the counter?
Some fucking hillbilly wants to boil it down and make fucking crank out of it.
I am fat. I do not look like a meth head, unlike some people we know. I don't want to cook meth. I want to take some medicine so I can fucking sleep. I don't want to get my goddamn fingerprint. I don't want to give you my blood type. And you don't need my fucking social security
and
number.
They've even said that they're making it now where they can make it with what you're allowed to get per month in a fucking 2-liter bottle.
Yeah.
So it's not even doing any good anymore.
I'm like, and I feel, you know whose pain I feel is Holly's. Princess Holly from We're Mean Because You're Stupid. Uh-huh. She has to get her family members to go buy her stuff.
Dear God.
I'm so sick of that. Let people do meth and kill themselves. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm not doing it. I don't give a shit.
Unless their meth lab blows up next door to me and then I kind of care.
That's different. But we would smell that. We would totally smell that before it blew up. Which, I don't know. It's getting a little...
Yeah, I have a quick bone.
Oh, okay. Too. Well, I wasn't finished, but go ahead. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you were. I was on the way to Chris's last night, and the power was out on the way there. Mm-hmm. People, when a traffic light is out, you do not just zoom
through the red light.
Straight the fuck through it. It is treated as a four-way stop. I stopped. The person in the lane next to me realized about a third of the way through the intersection that he should have stopped, slammed on brakes, and started skidding. Three people behind him all slammed on brakes and started going in different directions. I'm fuck this. I hit the gas and got the fuck out of there. But seriously, when there's a traffic, treat it as a four-way stop.
And we have that a lot.
I cannot believe how many people don't know that.
We have that a lot here in Florida because of hurricanes and storms. It happens all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Or some drunk driver hit a pole and everybody's lights are out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Drink yourself to death. Don't drive. Get rid of the problem. I will buy you 40 bottles of liquor if you drink it all at one time. Just leave the earth.
I'm sure we could go down to like the Talbot House and there are several that would take you up on that offer tonight.
That is correct. And then we want to talk about one more thing before we end. Our new party in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I saw this on the news the other night. Now registered in the state of Florida, along with the Democrat, Republican parties.
And the Green.
The Green Libertarian parties is the Tea Party, which is now a registered, legitimate political party in the state of Florida.
Wow.
What the fuck is up with that?
I want to be the person that teabags them, because I'm telling you right now, and you can ask several people that know me well, I would smother them. That's what my superpower is going to be. I want to be able to open up my fly and just pull out the nuts and balls and just like, well, nuts or balls, whatever you call them.
Nuts and balls.
Well, you don't want to say both.
No, no, because you did say both, and that's right. I mean, just repeating nuts and balls.
And just like this big flap of skin, just cover your face and smother you, and then just leave you for dead right there.
You know, I'm glad I wasn't hungry.
Oh. Which, by the way, I had a very good Southern boy food. I didn't eat this string bean stalk shit that people are eating on sandwiches. I had the real fucking Southern food. Fried chicken and macaroni and cheese and sweetened iced tea. With hot sauce.
And I can hear his arteries hardening from here.
Or Aniko's damn jaws going, waiting for it. Poor thing.
I know. He's hungry.
Real hungry.
All the time.
All right, so we're at 33 minutes. It's time to go.
That sounds good to me.
Thank you for downloading episode 243. Email us at... Call us at 206-984-FOUL.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. We haven't had anything lately, so...
I know. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. It's J.C. Marple, M-A-R-P-L-E.
And you can follow me on Twitter as foulmonkeys, or you can follow me on Ricky Burton. That's where, like, the really good stuff is, which I really haven't posted there, but whatever. And Facebook is Ricky Burton.
Aww.
I don't know my shit. Join us on MySpace, which I really need to check that.
And I don't have a MySpace.
You know something we talked about today at work?
What?
We were wondering why the term douchebag became, like, a bad thing? Like, when did that happen? Like, and who thought that that part of the whole thing was the bad part?
I guess it's been an insult as long as I can remember, so before my time, anyway.
Like, I remember hearing saying, you're such a douche, but why is douche a bad... Is it because it's cleaning out the dirty girl? That's what, you know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, you know how I feel about anything associated with vagina.
And then another thing is, I want to take a poll of the women.
I'm sure you want to take a poll.
Not that one.
Up his ass.
I want to take a poll of my women, of the women listeners. And you don't even have to, you can send a fake email address, whatever you need to do.
Or just tell us it.
Or just
you
tell
want to
us,
do
it, and we won't tell your name.
Do you want to do it anonymously?
I want to know,
like,
how many.
All the men Ricky meet.
Exactly. I want to know how many of you have actually douched, who continue to douche, and, like, what do you douche with? Like, clear vinegar and water, or do you do spiced vinegar and water, or sea salt and cucumber or something? Let me know. I want to know. That's just interesting to me. I remember seeing them under the sink when I was little. With my mom, which I don't know really what that means.
Your mother had dirty coochie?
I guess she had dirty coochie. Take that where you want to take it. But
if you give birth to Ricky, you will probably never feel clean again.
That makes me feel sad. I'm going to kill myself tonight. And it won't be with fucking decongestants because I can't fucking get any. Oh, both mics.
Both mics. Okay.
Oh, we need to mark those.
Mark this one. No. No, no.
That other one.
Mark the other one, I guess.
Yeah, that one's not working.
Yeah, at least people, your friends on Facebook, weren't discussing on one of your posts how you would kill yourself like they were me. No, he'd do it with slitting his wrists in the bathtub and make sure the blood washes away and be clean. No, he'd do it with a gun. Oh, thanks.
We totally know it would not be with a gun. It would probably be a slit. You'd actually have somebody assist you so they can hose you down with bleach when you're done.
No, it actually would be with a gun.
Oh.
I just wouldn't do it here.
That's good.
Yeah.
Don't do it anywhere near me.
No. I saw a really good idea years ago. A guy, like, drove to the sheriff's department and did it outside in the parking lot.
Oh.
That way, you know, he'd immediately be found, and
right. It
wouldn't mess up anything of his own, which I thought was a really good idea. That way,
yeah,
you know...
That still doesn't help the family members, though.
It doesn't, but at least they don't have to go to your house and clean up your brains off the
lanai. Oh. Wow. Okay. So we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Julian.
And thank you for downloading episode 243.
Peace. Bye.